So continuing on in this case, what would be the next likely decision you would need to make?
Right. So bevacizumab is given with chemotherapy and then in maintenance. So generally, she would have another good response. And generally, she would go in bevacizumab maintenance. But what happens, the second relapse is not going to last as long as the first. So remember, her first relapse was in the 10 to 12 month range. The next relapse is going to happen, you know, half of that, which is going to be 5 to 6 months. And so now this third line treatment that she's going to have is going to be platinum resistant disease. And this is a very typical scenario. 6 cycles again of carboplatin paclitaxel bev, transition her to bevacizumab maintenance, hoping that she doesn't recur, but we know that she will.
And at the point that she does develop a recurrence, what are the thoughts that you have in that situation?
Yeah, so the three most, I told you there's 3 platinum-sensitive approaches, carbo-gem, carbo-PLD, and carbo-paclitaxel. Now there's 3 options again. Weekly paclitaxel, generally 80 milligrams, 3 out of 4 weeks, although you can just keep doing it without a break. PLD, generally at 40 milligrams per square meter, that's pegylated liposomal doxorubicin, 40 every 4 weeks. The label is 50. We all give 40. And then topotecan. Topotecan is also labeled. It's inconvenient because it's daily times 5. The label is 1.5 milligrams per square meter. That's probably too much here. Most of us would give maybe 1.25. We used to give a lot of weekly topotecan. It's probably less active. So 3 chemotherapy regimens: weekly paclitaxel, PLD, or topotecan, daily times 5. Now, on label here, though, you can have those same chemotherapies, those 3 of them, and add bevacizumab. But if you used it in platinum-sensitive relapse, this would now not be on label, although some people might try to keep the bevacizumab going post-progression and just start chemotherapy up again. I do that a lot. Again, it's off-label. The evidence is lacking. Maybe it's not the right thing to do. I'm not sure.
Of course, that's a common strategy in colorectal cancer where they actually have randomized data
exactly
addressing that question.